Kenneth Green, G-R-E-E-N, date of birth 5/17/1950. He comes today. He's had a headache, increasing sinus drainage, onset for a week. No shortness of breath yesterday. Blood pressure 118 over 76, pulse 78, temp 99, 5.8, 190 pounds. General, no distress, heart sounds regular, lungs clear. Tympanic membranes are intact, though it is mildly erythematous. He does have a tenderness over his frontal sinuses. Assessment, sinusitis, plan, augmentum, saline nasal spray, return if no improvement. Casey Bolin, B-O-L-I-N, date of birth 1/13/1987. She comes today. She's upset because she still has been unable to lose weight, though she has lost 4 pounds on my scale since her initial office visit period. She has no other medical problems. She is taking her Lipitor regularly, as well as a multivitamin. Past medical history, history of hypothyroidism, which is resolved, hyperlipidemia, family history of coronary artery disease, hypertension, diabetes, surgical history, none, medications, atorvastatin, multivitamin, allergies, tetanus, family history, heart disease, hypertension, diabetes, social history. She does not smoke, drink. She does exercise regularly. Review of systems, 132 point reviews obtained. Physical blood pressure, 122 over 60, pulse 80, temp 98.9, weight, 182 pounds, BMI 25. General appearance, same skin, same H-E-N-T, same glands, same breast. She has multiple nodules in both breasts, most significant a 1.5 centimeter movable nodule in her right breast at the 2 o'clock position. Chest, cardiovascular, abdomen, same rectal, not performed genitalia, same pap smear performed, musculoskeletal, extremities, and neurologic, same. EKG not performed. Recent blood work reveals LDL 120, HDL 57, total 200, triglycerides 114. Iron studies are normal, and TSH 2.91. Assessment. Stable plan, continue current medications, follow up. Also at assessment, breast nodules likely cysts, and we will ultrasound as a plan. Next, Susan Nelson. NELSON, date of birth 6/12/1960. She returns today for blood work test results. She has no new problems today. Insert a blood pressure 114 over 68, pulse 74, temp 98.2, weight 142 pounds. General, she's in no distress. Heart sounds regular, lungs clear. Recent blood work reveals normal CK, normal SED rate, vitamin D 32, calcium 10.4, AST 42, total bili 1.6. Assessment, mildly elevated liver transaminases, number 2 vitamin D deficiency, next number chronic pain plan, vitamin D 10,000 units weekly, begins in bulk to 30 milligrams daily, return in 4 weeks, insert at interview statement. Barbara Brown, B-R-O-W-N, date of birth 7/30/1971, subjective, she comes today, complaint of abdominal pain in her pelvis, feels like a stabbing, it's been ongoing for a few weeks now. She's had multiple ultrasounds in the past for evaluation. She's been told it may be scar tissue. She has any fevers, chills, nausea. She's had some increased belching. Insert a blood pressure 130 over 64, pulse 70, temp 98.8, weight 175 pounds. General heart sounds regular, lungs clear, abdomen soft. She has no tenderness of the pelvis. UA reveals leukocytes, protein in blood. Assessment, abdominal pain likely related to UTI plan. Cipro, Diflucan, if no improvement, proceed with CAT scan of the abdomen and pelvis. I'll rule out other causes next. Terry Foster, F-O-S-T-E-R, date of birth, 9/11/1960. She comes today. She has no new problems, is tolerating all of her medications well. Past medical history, sleep disorder, history of left broken kneecap, tobacco dependence, surgical history, tonsillectomy, C-section, cholecystectomy, bone spur removal, medications, Advil, vitamin D, niacin, CoQ10, cod liver oil, allergies, morphine, and prednisone, family history, diabetes, stroke, social history, she's divorced, she does not drink, but she does smoke 1/2 pack per day and exercises 3 days per week. Review of systems, 132 point review is obtained. Physical blood pressure 126 over 80, pulse 84, temp 97.2, weight 148 pounds. Her exam is all the same except for tenderness to palpation over her shoulder girdles bilaterally. line, absent cervix and uterus, otherwise same. EKG reveals a sinus rhythm with occasional ectopic beats. Assessment, she's stable, plan, continue current medications. Check CBC, CMP, lipids, TSH, urine, stress, tobacco cessation, and follow up next. John Kilby, K-I-L-B-Y, date of birth, 6/5/1923. She comes today. He comes today as a new patient. He has multiple complaints. First, he has a lesions over his ears and his face bilaterally that have been ongoing. Most notably over his ears and right forearm. Period. He has had a lot of sun exposure as a child. Additionally, he has a sore place on his right foot that he wants to be evaluated. Past medical history, hypertension, atrial fibrillation, depression, reflux, benign prostatic hypertrophy, and arthritis. Period. He's also been told that he has coronary artery disease in the past. Surgical history, cholecystectomy, gastrectomy, secondary to peptic ulcer, medications, omeprazole, sertraline, meloxicam, Tamiflu, and metoprolol. Allergies, penicillin, family history, mother had cancer, social history, he's married, his wife lives in the nursing home, he does not smoke or drink, he doesn't exercise, review of systems, 143/79. His blood pressure, pulse 60, temp 971, weight 141 pounds, general, elderly gentleman, appears of stated age and no distress, H&T, right eye, he's, no vision. Both tympanic membranes are unremarkable. He does have multiple actinic keratoses and lesions over his ears, neck, and forearms. Heart sounds are irregular with a 2 out of 6 systolic murmur in the right upper border. Lungs are clear. Abdomen is soft. He has no edema. He does have a callus between his first and second toe. No surrounding erythema, warmth, or infection. Assessment. 89-year-old gentleman here to establish with multiple medical problems as above, most notably multiple precancerous skin lesions, a bothersome callus between his toes, and atrial fibrillation. Currently on rate control, however, no aspirin plan. Obtain records from previous primary care physician. Number two, begin baby aspirin daily for atrial fibrillation period. Discuss with the patient's son that placing him on Coumadin with his age and his current living situation, as he does live at home by himself, is the risks outweigh the benefits at this time. Someone will refer to Murfreesboro Dermatology for evaluation of his skin lesions and follow-up. Sort of problem list on John Kilby, K-A-L-B-Y, date of birth 6/5/1923. Problem list number one, hypertension. Number two, atrial fibrillation. Number three, depression. Next number, reflux. Next number, BPH. Next number, osteoarthritis. Next number, history of peptic ulcer disease, surgical history, cholecystectomy, and partial gastrectomy. Medications, omeprazole, 40 mg daily, next number, sertraline, 50 mg daily, next number, meloxicam, 15 mg daily, next number, Flomax, 0.4 mg daily, next number, metoprolol, 25 mg, 1/2 in the morning and 1 at night. Next number, aspirin, 81 mg, allergies, penicillin. Thank you. Sam Finney, F-I-N-N-E-Y, date of birth, 7/4/1941. He comes today. He's having some drainage into the back of his throat, cough, no fevers, chills, no shortness of breath, no increased swelling in his extremities, period. It started a few days ago. Intraday, blood pressure 115/64, pulse 68, temp 97.3, weight 151 pounds, general. He's in no distress, heart sounds are regular, lungs are clear. abdomen soft, AGNT. He has cobblestoning in the posterior pharynx, which is also mildly erythematous. Assessment, sore throat, cough at night. Differentials include postnasal drip versus worsening of his reflux. Plan. We'll give him the FloNase nasal spray to use at night. He can also increase his omeprazole from 20 to 40 milligrams and follow up. Insert Ed and review statement. Donnie, D-O-N-N-I-E, Watts, W-A-T-T-S. Date of birth, 12/15/1967. He comes today. He's had 1 week of right upper quadrant pain, worse when he applies pressure, improved with rest. It suddenly stopped yesterday. He's not had any fevers, chills, no trauma, no association with food. He also relates that he has had some difficulty with his job and his personal life. He feels like his head is spinning a mile and he's having difficulty sleeping. He's lost interest in his normal day-to-day doings. Intraday blood pressure 136 over 92, pulse 84, temp 98.7, weight 207 pounds. General appearance, he's in no distress, heart sounds regular, lungs clear, abdomen soft. He has no tenderness palpation of his rib cage or his anterior chest. No obvious rashes are present. His no crackles or wheezing in the area of concern. Assessment. Scratch that. Recent blood work reveals improvement in liver function tests, as well as cholesterol. Assessment number one, hyperlipidemia. Number two, fatty liver disease. Number three, some depression plan. Next assessment, right upper quadrant abdominal pain with a normal ultrasound recently. Differentials include costochondritis versus initial symptoms of shingles plan. Prescription for acyclovir in the event that he breaks out in shingles over the weekend. Next number will begin sertraline 50 milligrams at night. He'll follow up in 4 weeks. Insert Ed and review statement. Next, Michelle Engle, I-N-G-L-E, date of birth 5/13/1982. She comes today. She's been having some pain underneath her right rib cage. Started yesterday. It's been constant, no fevers, chills, no yellowing of her skin. The pain is also located underneath her mid-upper epigastrium. No aggravating or alleviating factors. She's also had some diarrhea. Intraday blood pressure 110 over 70, pulse 70, temp 97.9, weight 112 pounds. General, she's in no distress, heart sounds irregular, lungs are clear, abdomen soft. She has no tenderness palpation, not negative Murphy sign. Assessment, right upper quadrant pain. Differences include gallbladder disease versus peptic ulcer disease plan. Begin omeprazole 40 milligrams daily. Check CBC, CMP, H. pylori, IgG, as well as a right upper quadrant ultrasound. And follow-up next, Cynthia, C-Y-N-T-H-I-A, Stovall, S-T-O-V-A-L-L, dead birth 5/31/1953. She comes back for follow-up of her flu. She is feeling better. She is beginning to eat and drink more. She has lost a little weight. Her fevers have gone away. Intraday blood pressure 118 over 80, pulse 64, temp 98.1, weight 118 pounds. General, she's in no distress. Heart sounds regular. Lungs are clear. Assessment, she's improving plan. Continue antibiotics, Tamiflu. Follow-up of no improvement. Next, Virginia Allmacher, A-M-A-C-H-E-R, date of birth 5/5/1934. She sent us a rash on both of her legs today. No fevers, chills, no changes in her bowel or bladders. She denies any change in her lotion, soaps, creams. Intraday blood pressure 119 over 68, pulse 68, temp 98.2, weight 131 pounds. General, she's in no distress, heart sounds regular, lungs clear. She does have a petechial rash over both legs, from her hips to her knees. Non-blanching assessment. Rash plan. Check CBC, CMP, UA. I will change her Nexium to omeprazole. and follow-up, insert at interview statement. Philip, P-H-I-L-I-P, Raby, R-A-B-Y, date of birth 7/4/1942. He comes today with his blood pressure log, which has vastly improved from previous. We've also checked his meter against ours, and his runs a little higher than ours. He feels well, other than the back pain, which he has started physical therapy for. Additionally, he is soon to have a sleep study. Otherwise, there's no problems today. Yesterday, blood pressure 122 over 82, repeated by me, 128 over 78, pulse 68, tip 979, weight 226 pounds, general heezing, no distress, heart sounds regular, lungs clear, abdomen soft. Assessment, hypertension, back pain plan, continue current medications, continue physical therapy, he'll have a sleep study. And follow up. Next, Betty Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, date of birth 9/17/1940. She comes today. She received a letter found to have osteopenia. However, her fracture score was elevated. She has never had a fracture. Insert a blood pressure 122 over 76, pulse 54, tip 97.7, weight 158 pounds, general mental stress, heart sounds regular, lungs clear. Recent bone density reveals osteopenia. However, her 10-year probability of a major osteoporotic fracture is 18% and hip fracture 3.3%. Assessment osteopenia plan will begin 70 milligrams of Fosamax, repeat DEXA-scan in 2 years, and follow up. Insert ed interview statement. Letter to Vanessa Barger, B-A-R-G-E-R, address 8279 Hillsboro Highway, Hillsboro, Tennessee, 37342. Dear Mrs. Barger, your recent blood work reveals that your thyroid is mildly overtreated, period. Please begin taking 100 micrograms daily, which is enclosed in this letter, period, in approximately at your physical exam. We will recheck this, period. Please make sure that you keep this appointment. Sincerely, send a letter to Margaret, M-A-R-G-A-R-E-T, Holder, H-O-L-D-E-R, address 1409 Old Salem, Lexi, L-E-X-I-E Road, Belvedere, Tennessee, 37306. Dear Ms. Holder, your recent blood work reveals that you are anemic. Period, please make an appointment to see Dr. Stensby to discuss causes for decreased blood levels. Sincerely. Send a letter to Janice Hastings, H-A-S-T-I-N-G-S, address 601 Country Estates Drive, Winchester, Tennessee, 37398. Dear Ms. Hastings, your recent blood work reveals that you are at risk for diabetes, period. Additionally, your cholesterol is elevated, period. Please make an appointment to see Dr. Stensby so that you may discuss treatment of this problem. Sincerely, add to that letter, your thyroid is also mildly undertreated. Sincerely, send a letter to Ethelyn, E-T-H-E-L-Y-N, Temples, T-E-M-P-L-E-S, address 5430 Greenhaw Road, Deckard, Tennessee, 37324. Dear Mrs. Temples, your recent blood work reveals that you have developed diabetes, period. Please make an appointment to see me so that we can discuss treatment. Sincerely. Letter to Timothy Graham, G-R-A-H-A-M, address 306 6 Mile Board Road, Belvedere, Tennessee, 37306. Dear sir, your recent testosterone level is currently elevated. This does not need to be treated with medication. Sincerely.